We welcome you to Grace Bible Church on this rainy Sunday morning. We thank the Lord for it after a long period of dryness. In our call to worship today, I want to begin here in the month of December. Calls to worship related to a word that is presented to us in the book of John concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. 57 times this word is used in the Gospel of John, and it's the word sent. The word sent. And I want to share with you, it appears several times in the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ in John chapter 17. And I just want us to look at this first time here in this particular passage that he emphasizes this word. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ knew and understood his purpose. He was sent. He was sent for many reasons, but the biggest thing was to, in obedience to the Father, and the next thing was to help lost sinners. The only way that a lost sinner was going to be made fit for heaven was for the Son to be sent to become man in order to go to the cross and shed His blood, the blood that was untainted by sin, shed His blood for the remission of sins. He was sent. The very word sent, there's two different words that are used in the book of John, but the first word that's used right here is the idea of one sent on a mission. One sent on a mission. The other word that's used is one sent on a mission that is brief. And you'll find that uniquely used when it talks about the reference to the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was here on earth for a very brief time. He was sent to accomplish a purpose, and then He was taken back up to the Father. But this idea of being sent on a mission is to accomplish a specific purpose. And that purpose was our redemption. Now, there can be many reasons for being sent, and the Bible brings those out. But that's the primary purpose. Jesus Christ was sent into the world. And Jesus said, even so I also have sent them into the world. This word appears again in verse 22, verse 23. And again in verse 25, thou hast sent me. Listen, I hope at this Christmas time that our hearts and minds would respond to the purpose that God had for bringing Jesus into the world. He was sent on a mission. And by the way, as a child of God, you have been sent on a mission. There's two phases of this. Jesus Christ sent, Todd Brainerd sent. Sometimes that in-between gets broken down, does it not? At this Christmas time, I want us to understand and know that God has a purpose for you. If He has saved you by His grace, He has saved you and He has sent you. Jesus said, even so I send you into the world. We have to take up that responsibility of the one who was sent on a mission to realize that I have been sent on a mission. And my mission is to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ interrupted history. All those that lived before were looking to the time that the Messiah would come. They were, many of them, thinking that He would come in glory to establish His throne. But He came to die. He came to shed His blood that first time, and He's coming again in power and glory and wisdom. It's going to be a glorious day when He comes. But He's going to come, first of all, to take His saints to be with Him. Are you busy? Are you busy on your mission? You've been sent. You've been shot out of the bow. Where are you in the pathway? Are you flying for the Lord and doing what you're supposed to do, or are you coming up short? God, the Lord wants us to understand and know that Jesus was sent, but we are sent too.